Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, we will have Game Show Wednesday. You'll be playing for Nationals opening day tickets and tickets to go see Live and Stone Temple Pilots at Jiffy Lube Live. We're going to play a wildly popular new game. It's called Bet On or Against Drab T-Shirt, about song titles for some of those bands that you may be going to see. So we'll do that at 9:45.
All right.
But right now, we go to the BetQL guest hotline. We say hello to Chick Hernandez, sports anchor for WUSA 9. He's in Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels Pro Day. And Chick, we know that you guys are like traversing the entire United States, crisscrossing the country. Like, you were out in LA for Caleb Williams Pro Day.
Yeah.
You're in Baton
yeah.
Rouge now for Jaden's. We know one of your colleagues will be in Chapel Hill tomorrow for Drake May's Pro Day. So you guys are going to have this on lockdown for WUSA 9. Can you tell us more about it and when we can watch it?
Yeah, it's interesting, guys. Obviously, you know, back in the fray, and it's kind of cool to be back in the grind. And I'm very happy that USA has supported us in doing this. And obviously, with the Commanders having the number two pick, like, they're not going to end up with Caleb, most likely, right? But you never know. So going out there and talking to a DC kid was cool, really cool, actually. And got a couple other stories from some other DC kids on that USC squad, in particular Shane Lee, who's a linebacker who's trying to make his way to the NFL. Today we you know we'll visit with Jaden Daniels and see you know what he brings. We see it on tape. I want to see it in person. My boy Des Purnell will be at Carolina tomorrow for Drake May. It's just kind of cool. We figure why not see what and bring to the audience what they may be getting. Now obviously the Commanders could do something different. All this chatter about J.J. McCarthy and all that. It's the fun part of the year, right, fellas, where just everybody says one name and everybody starts scurrying towards that name.
Right.
Hey, Chick, have you found that the Commanders brass and then your typical sources or people that hold certain positions, that they've been as tight-lipped as advertised? Or can you still work some angles and get some info?
No, it may be sound weird, but I thoroughly enjoy the fact that they are close to the vest. Obviously, in years past, it's like the freaking it's an oil barge just leaking.
Right.
That organization. So I don't mind this. They've been very tight. You know, you're not gleaning a whole lot. And Adam Peterson and Quinn, those guys are doing the right thing. And even Josh Harris are doing the right thing. It doesn't bother me. You know, we're gonna find out. I'm of the ilk. I don't do a whole lot of speculating. It is what it is. We're going to get what we get, and we'll cover it. So they've been very tight. I'm impressed by it all. And so I'll take that route as opposed to trying to, you know, all the subterfuge that takes place in this game. They're not doing that. They're flat out saying, we don't know yet. And I believe the fact that they're doing their due diligence. I watched Peters and Quinn last week at L.A. and what they were doing and who they were talking to and how much – literally their eyes were focused on Caleb Williams. It was not like a, let me just show up. They were watching.
They were locked in.
Right.
They were locked in, and they'll be locked in today. They're going to be here today. And yeah, so no, it's, as you guys well know, I mean, this is a brand new day. It's when you walk in the facility at Ashburn, it used to be people wouldn't raise their eyes to you. They would just go, how you doing? And walk off.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's, they look at you straight in the eye. How you doing? How can I help you? It's a whole different thing.
So
does it equate the wins? I don't know, but it's different.
Obviously, you don't want Peters and his staff distracted. And usually, like when you go to these pro days, you're locked in on one guy. But at LSU, you're going to have Jaden Daniels, the projected top three pick. You're going to have Malik Nabers, one of his stud wideouts, who's projected to be like top six, top eight. And Brian Thomas Jr., another top probably first round pick, maybe 15 to 20. Like, there's going to be a lot of talent, not just Jaden Daniels related, at this pro day today.
Yeah, that's why it's not just Peters and Quinn. It's I saw it at L.A. There was at least two other people wearing the W on their jerseys. So the scouting department is here. They got their stopwatches out. They are, as you said, locked in. So they're doing all their due diligence. And look, I mean, Adam Peters, he hasn't done it as the head guy, but he's certainly done it as an assistant in San Fran. He knows what he's doing. And he's dealing with a scouting staff that, you know, he inherited for the most part. There's going to be a learning curve there, but I like what they're doing for sure. And they'll be in Carolina tomorrow and doing the same darn thing.
So how long do they actually meet with the players when they can talk to them?
Yeah, they get the 30 visits. I don't know if there's a time limit on that. I think it's more about how that meeting goes.
Right. Right.
And they've come away, you know, with, you know, I know they met with Caleb, and I'm going to find out from Jaden today, you know, what conversations have taken place. At least that's why I'm here, is to find out what's, you know, how those have gone. We all know what he can do. And we'll go from that standpoint. So, you know, and that's part of this whole process, right, is finding out the right fit, not only on the field, but locker room and just the chemistry. You know, if you work with people and you're not particularly impressed with the human, you're not quite as productive. So you want that.
Will you get a one-on-one with Jaden then?
I highly doubt it. I've been told it's going to be a structured thing. Last week with Caleb was kind of humorous. They didn't set it up particularly well. It was like a straight line, and wherever that athlete ended up, wherever Caleb or Shane Lee ended up, you know, you were reaching out. Now, fortunately, my man David Agudelo, who's my cameraman slash genius, we had a very long mic pole that was adjustable. So I was able to put that mic right in Caleb's face, where everybody else was kind of
nice stretching.
And so that was huge. And Caleb saw it, and that was the funny moment of the whole thing was he came to the mic, and then as I'm asking my first question, he just stopped me and said, "Wait, don't I know you?"
Nice.
I'm like, okay, I forgot. DC kid, he's watched.
DC, so, very cool.
Yeah.
It was a cool
moment.
But here's what I want to know, Chick. So I want to see, like, the big question with Jaden is less about ability and more about durability, that sort of thing,
yeah.
Availability.
Yeah.
I know what you're built. I want a picture. Can you get a picture? Give us some context. I want him next to you or him next, you know what I mean? I want to see what the guy, like, how wide he is, how skinny he really is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, if you see me and him next to each other, you'll know who the wide guy is. So thanks very much.
And the tall guy.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, it looked like a semicolon. Great. I get it. Look, the first time I saw Emmanuel Forbes, you know, they talked about how skinny he was. The first time I saw him in person, I said, "You have to be kidding me. No one's that thin."
Right.
I know that Jaden's not that thin, but sure. I mean, as far as quarterback goes, he's going to be a smaller nature, but he's been pretty durable. Now, at the NFL level, it's different. You know, those bodies are 260, 270 flying at you. A little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But that's always the question mark with a lot of quarterbacks. Maybe not so much Drake May. You know, a little bit more solid base, like Sam.
Well, Caleb looks thick. I mean, he looks like
Caleb
a thick kid.
Thick.
Yeah.
Caleb is thicker. Yeah, I will get a good sense of it when I get there and see him for sure.
Well, Chick, I hope you're ready to get into the scrum today and that your cameraman has that extra long mic, because this is set to be the biggest pro day in LSU history. And we know how many pros LSU has developed over the years, over 125 media credentials approved already. So it's going to be a wild scene there in Baton Rouge.
Are these guys all going to, like, is Jaden going to run?
Well, they're going to do, they've given it to schedule, and it's a bunch of stuff indoors. So I don't think he'll run. I think he'll just throw. Caleb came in at the back end of the pro day last week and just threw.
Mm-hmm.
They did do measurements away from us. This one, the way it looks like, is going to be an indoor thing, and they're going to, you know, make, we're going to be able to see everybody do their stuff. So I'm not sure exactly what Jaden's going to do, but I'm excited about it for sure. And we will do you'll see in the coming weeks, we're going to do a puppy draft week special on all three of the guys that we visited with. And we talked, like, I've talked to their college coaches. I talked to Lincoln Riley for Caleb. We'll talk to Kelly today about Jaden and put together some stuff. Or what if, in fact, one of those guys wears the burgundy and gold, what exactly are we getting?
So after they see Daniels and after they see Drake May, are there any other pro days for the quarterbacks that I've missed? I think they've all had them, correct?
Yes, they've all had them.
Okay.
And then they'll go back into the Ashburn plant
right.
and figure out exactly, you know, they'll have those many, many, many discussions about what you know. And obviously with all the picks they have, that's the neat thing about this entire process is we can speculate all we want, but the number of picks they have early, some team has got to come up and go, hey, look, guys, we'd love to be up there. We're gonna, you know, let's make a move,
mm-hmm.
and it could be some ridiculous trade offer. And then what do you do?
Right.
What do you do then? Because there's a bunch of quarterbacks that could play in this league that are in that draft.
Wonder if if there's a team that's really fallen in love. Let's just say Washington really likes Daniels.
Right.
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 But there's a team that really loves May.
Yeah.
And they want to trade up, and they can still get Daniels wherever they select. I mean, that's the thing is, the team right behind Washington is New England, and they needed a quarterback. That's
they
what kind of
quarterback badly.
Right. And there's certainly some teams that are in that, you know, 8 to 12 to 14 range that need quarterbacks, but New England is going to draft a quarterback. I see all these mock drafts where they take, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr., but I don't see that. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I'm with you. You've got to get the bell cow of your franchise. It's as simple as that. And I wish, you know, like Hard Knocks, I wish that we could see all the possible deals that will take place, you know, 24 hours out or, you know, 8 hours out or 5 hours out from April 25th and see how that all works. I know. Those are only movies about it. We don't really get a chance to see that portion of it.
What percentage chance would you put on Washington selecting J.J. McCarthy at 2?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. Percentage. 15.
Really?
15%.
Really?
Yeah.
That high? I think I'd put it lower. What would you put it at?
I have no clue. Oh. I think they've been so tight-lipped, I really am clueless.
I mean, I know he's like the hot name after his pro day, and he's skyrocketing up the boards, but I still would be surprised if they took him at 2.
Right, and you know, I mean, his old college coach is obviously extolling his virtues, so why don't you take him, Mr. Harbaugh?
Well, that's the same. Maybe we could acquire Herbert.
Yeah, if he loved him so much, get trade Herbert to us.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
And he ain't doing that. I know that.
No, he's not. Now, that's part of the process, right? It's all well-intentioned comments that are being made to raise a guy's profile. And, you know, he can be a really, really good pro, for sure. But, you know, the nature of our business is the cycle is we've talked about these three guys ad nauseum for months. And now here comes J.J. McCarthy. And to their credit, his people and the people around him are going, hey, guys, he had a great pro day. He's been solid as a rock. Let's push him up the board, and that's what they're doing. I think for the first time in a very, very long time, the Washington Commanders are in a position right now where they can call their own shot, and they're going to be given ample opportunity to get the player that they want with that first pick. Simple as that.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Well, listen, great stuff. Thank you, Chick. We really appreciate it.
Boris, appreciate the invite, and look for the stuff tonight at 6 o'clock on Channel 9, and we'll see what happens.
There you have it. Chick Hernandez, sports anchor for WUSA 9 in Baton Rouge Jaden Daniels Pro Days. You can see a lot of talent on display down there during their Pro Days. Going to be a lot of LSU Tigers drafted in the first round.
That
most likely at least three at this point. All right, when we come back, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Nationals opening day. Also tickets to Live and Stone Temple Pilots at Jiffy Lube Live. Call in now at 800-636-1067. You're going to play Bet On or Against Drab T-Shirt. He's a musical genius. We'll test that next here on The Fan. So call in now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.